good to have you here as we continue the conversation. A lot of eyes and comments and concerns are focused on Grand Rapids, of course, in the wake of the death of Ruby Garcia. Alyssa Slotkin, as you heard me play her comments, trying to downplay it as well. It's just domestic violence. Yeah. But for an open border, you wouldn't have had to worry yourself about that domestic violence, now would you? But for that man being in the country, she'd be alive. Mason DePalma is the Deputy Communications Director for the Republican State Leadership Committee. Back on the program. Mason, good to have you.
Steve, thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Thank you for being here. Listen, Ruby Garcia, I just listened to Alyssa Slotkin. I played it for the folks here, saying, well, you know, it's a domestic violence case, domestic violence case. Yes, it is a domestic violence case, but it would not have happened if this man had not gotten back into the country illegally. And by the way, as a gotaway, he was thrown out September the 29th, 2020, by the Trump administration. Some point after that, he came back into America, never encountered a Border Patrol agent, which means he is, by definition, a gotaway. Then he comes here and commits this heinous crime. The border needs to be sealed, does it not?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why it continues to be the number one issue of concern on the minds of voters, not just in Michigan, but across the country. And like you said, this guy should not have been in the country. It's a testament to the open border policies of Joe Biden and this administration. And I'm going to take it a step further here because, you know, you're talking about Alyssa Slotkin. How about going down into what Lansing Democrats are saying? There was a report published by MERS News last night. This is Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. Okay, she was asked about, you know, the sanctuary city policy. I'm going to read you her quote. Said sanctuary cities are not a thing. They're not defined in law. I think that giving that any airtime in any official capacity in the legislature would be a disservice to the people of Michigan. It's also dishonest to claim that there's such a thing here in Michigan, end quote. Okay, well, I hate to break it to the Senate Majority Leader, but in that same report, according to the Center of Immigration Studies, Ingram, Kalamazoo, Kent, and Wayne counties and the city of Lansing are considered sanctuary committees that shield criminals from ICE. Okay, so this is the problem. And, you know, like I just pointed out with Winnie Brinks there, she has also failed to bring up the Strong Border Safe Communities plan that has been introduced by Republicans. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt has tried to bring this to the floor. This would end sanctuary cities in Michigan once and for all. They don't want to do it. This is part of the problem, and it's infuriating.
It also dates back to the defund police. I mean, it's a total disrespect for law enforcement, whether at the local, the state, or the federal level, Mason. It's been an ongoing matter of disrespect from these folks for years now. They don't like police. They don't like the border. They think it should be wide open until it impacts them. Until it impacts them. When it comes to their community, things are going to change. I mean, you see it changing in Chicago. You see it changing in San Francisco. You see it changing because these blue communities are like, wait, we can't take anymore. Denver is waving the white flag today, as will cities in Michigan if we don't get our act together. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's the continuing problem here that we continue to deal with the Democrats, because like you said, it's a total, they're ignoring the problem, and it's got to stop. You know, people are reaching their breaking point. I can't stand it when, you know, the Democrats say, oh, you know, I don't understand why the people in Michigan are so concerned about, you know, the crisis on the southern border, because, you know, Michigan doesn't have a border with, Mexico. They have a border with Canada. Okay, it does not matter because, you know, we're talking about situations like Ruby Garcia, and this is why it's taking people off, and this is why it's a problem, and it's got to stop. And the only way it's going to stop is if, you know, the Democrats are no longer in power. So that's why we have an opportunity here in November to hold these folks accountable, not only in Lansing, but, you know, up and down the ticket as well.
Yeah. So, all right. So how do we solve it? If they're not going to listen to it, if they're not going to take up the common sense legislation to eliminate so you can call it whatever you want. You can call it a sanctuary city. You can call it a safe zone. You can call it a free space. I don't care what you call it. I call it a mistake. And I think most people in Michigan call it a mistake. If you can't get the legislation through, however, not much you can do about it. Your hands are tied, aren't they?
Yeah, well, that's why Republicans need to continue the fight. We need to keep, you know, doing what we're doing here, bringing these stories to life and making that personal connection and making sure that folks understand that, you know, the only way that this is really going to change is that if we, you know, get new leadership and power here. Because, you know, again, I'm looking at another story that was done by the Daily Wire, you know, that published a couple of days ago. I'm reading the headline: Michigan Republicans sound alarm on state program potentially giving illegal immigrants up to $500 per month in rental assistance. Okay, so now we want to give these people $500 a month to stay
in the country. Of taxpayer money. That's right. We want to hand out more taxpayer money. Apparently, at $81.5 billion and growing, our budget isn't big enough. In fact, we should give free housing, free food, free cars, free everything to everybody all the time, Mason. I mean, I don't know what you're thinking. It should just be free all the time. We'll go to the Rock Candy Mountain and celebrate today, you and I. Anyhow, I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Steve, I mean, that's a pipe dream. We would all love that. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not the reality here. And, you know, like I keep saying, we need to keep fighting and we need to keep, you know, talking about these stories. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we get our folks, you know, to the polls early before November here. And we hold these people accountable because they're really getting tired. How many polls do we have to see with Democrats starting with Joe Biden underwater? It's truly ridiculous. And, you know, it's just a shame for, you know, the family of Ruby Garcia that they have to go through this, you know, the family of Lake and Riley, the family of Miley Tibbetts as well. I mean, there's plenty of these stories.
That's
and
right.
We're getting sick and tired of talking about this, but you know, this is the reality of what we're dealing with.
You know, a group of people, if they wanted to, could get an initiative onto the ballot, change the state constitution, make sanctuary cities illegal forever. Just throwing that out there, anybody listening. All right, Mason, greatly appreciate it.
Steve, thanks for having me back.
Yeah, but Mason DePalma, Deputy Communications Director of the Republican State Leadership Committee. You can always put it on the ballot. And I'm pretty sure that people would say, you know what? We don't want open borders and we don't want sanctuary cities, no matter what you call them. A sanctuary city by any other name is still the same, is my point. Put it on the ballot. Who's listening? Put it on the ballot. Let us vote on that. We know what the answer would be, don't we? We sure do. All right. Still to come, Chairman Michael Whatley of the Republican National Committee replaced Ronna McDaniel. He's going to be joining me here in a few minutes on the Steve Gruber Show, so stick around for that.